Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Scott City Coaches Show here tonight on KSKL Scott City Garden City and online at westernkansasnews.com. I'm your host, Adam Kadavias. This is our final Coaches Show for the fall sports season. We'll do it again in December. We'll have a couple of shows then, and we'll go ahead and get things started here. Of course, cross-country volleyball teams having a tough go of it on Saturday, wrapping up their seasons in postseason play. Football will play tomorrow night at home on senior nights, and the senior cross-country runners and also senior girls tennis players will be recognized, as well as the senior football players there at Darner Field. We'll get into that in here in a little bit. But first and foremost, we talk cross-country here. As I mentioned, Lady Beavers cross-country team of the boys side finished their seasons on Saturday at the 4A regional meet at McPherson. Our first runner to join us here tonight is sophomore Jade Wren, who wrapped up her first full season running. And Jade, thanks for joining me here, and how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, season complete. I know you were trying to get to state, just didn't work out too well on Saturday, but talk about last Saturday's meet at McPherson.
We all ran really good. It was a hard competition and a hard course, so I think we all performed good, but
yeah, talk about your day in general there.
It was pretty good. At the end, it was kind of bad because I knew we hadn't qualified, but we got through it. So.
All right, once again, Jade Wren joining us here tonight representing girls' cross-country team as they finished seventh at regionals on Saturday. Very tough meet there for Class 4A. Scott City being in 4A for a lot of the fall and winter sports and spring sports for the first time in 4 years. And kind of talk about some of the competitors there at the meet on Saturday.
There was a lot of competition there, more than we'd ever seen. So I think most of us PR'd and none of us qualified. So that just tells about how the competition was.
Yeah, definitely pretty tough. And did you end up PRing on Saturday?
Yeah, I did.
All right, what was your time?
I think it was 17:34.
All right, that's pretty good run there, Jade. And maybe talk about reflect back on the season. It's been a pretty fun season. You guys really came a long way on the girls' side of things.
Yeah, it was a great season. I think we all got a lot better over the season.
And if I'm not mistaken, you guys had a lot of veterans on your team. And talk about that in general and what you learned maybe from some of the veterans on the squad.
It was really nice to have so many seniors there that have gone through more years than us underclassmen, and it's going to be really hard next year without them.
Yeah. What did you learn the most this year?
I don't know. I learned so much, so there's not really one thing.
All right. Well, you've had a pretty good season, Jade, and once again, are you going to plan on doing any other sports this year?
Yeah, I'll do basketball and track.
All right. Yeah, that's coming up here in a few weeks. And what are you doing with your free time now after school?
I went running a few times and watched TV. Just, I don't know. It's kind of hard just to go home after school.
Yeah. No homework or anything?
Well, yeah, I have homework too.
Oh, okay. Well, but anyways, sounds like you have yourself occupied there after school with the homework and running already. Yeah. Staying in shape for basketball, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining us here tonight, Jade, and best luck to you coming up the rest of the school year.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Once again, sophomore Jade Wren joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City, and now onward to the boys cross country side of things. And joining us here is once again Eddie Balderam. Excuse me there. And Eddie, thanks for joining me here this evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Well, tough way to wrap up the season the other day at the 4A meet in McPherson, but I kind of talk about the course and the competition that you ran up against.
The course, it seemed like it was going to be really difficult while we were walking it, but I don't know, it went by pretty fast. It seemed like it was going to take forever, but I don't know, I guess the hills and not thinking about it as much made it go by faster, and it seemed like it wasn't even 3 miles.
What was your time there on Saturday?
I can't remember, but I think it was like 18:30.
All right, one of your better times this year? Or?
No, it's probably my fourth best this year, but I've ran way better before.
Talk about the team. Just finishing a couple of spots out of there, and you know, I was surprised to see Ulysses didn't qualify. Hugoton won the meet there. Probably not a surprise there, but kind of talk about some of the other teams that finished a little bit ahead.
Goodland caught us by surprise. We'd been pretty close competing with them, but they I don't know, they pulled it out and they got second. Hugoton obviously got first, and I can't remember who got third, but it was really difficult, and I don't know. It was great getting out there, regionals for 4A, because now we're going to know what it's going to be like next year, what it's going to take to qualify, and what all the hard work we're going to have to put in this summer, all the miles.
Once again, Eddie Balderrama joining us here. And, you know, you guys are a pretty young team for cross country, quite a few freshmen, not a lot of upperclassmen. And talk about, you know, what maybe you guys learned this year from running in some of those tougher meets.
The main thing I learned this year, well, we learned, was we need to get out there during the summer on our own, put in our miles, so then we're not using the season to get in shape. We should be using the season to strengthen up our legs and work on the hills, and just we need to come out next year with more of a leadership mentality.
All right, and of course you look ahead to the rest of the school year. Are you going to participate in any other activities this year or sports?
Not a winter sport. I might do track. I might not. I kind of just want to work right now.
All right. Well, that sounds good. And, Eddie, you guys really did a lot of improving this year. And thanks again for joining us here all season long. And best luck to you the rest of the season.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
All right. Once again, Eddie Balderrama joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Also, thanks to Jade Wren as well, representing the girls' cross-country team. Boys finishing fifth. The girls finishing seventh as a team in Larned, or in McPherson over the weekend, and did not qualify anybody for state. We welcome you back here to Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Our final show of the fall sports season here tonight on Mix 94 is we've talked cross country, and now we talk volleyball. Lady Beavers were in the 4A Division 2 substate on Saturday at Colby. Faced the Goodland Cowgirls, lose to them in 2, but played them pretty well there. And the Goodland Cowgirls ended up winning a 3-set thriller to Colby in the finals to go to state on Friday. And now we're talking with head coach for the Lady Beavers and Jordan Dreiling. And Coach, thanks for joining me here. And how's your week been?
It's been different without practice. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Yeah, and yeah, you've kind of had to adjust now without any practice this week. And kind of going back to Saturday, you guys knew you're gonna face probably Goodland right off the bat there, and you did with the seating or brackets coming out last Wednesday. And you've played Goodland pretty tough, about as tough as anybody has in the league, other than Ulysses this year. Faced them first 3 times, went to 3 sets. The match, though, with the Cowgirls at substate went to 2 sets, and hung with them for pretty much the entire way. They pulled away quite a bit toward the last of each set, but talk about last Saturday's match with the Cowgirls.
Yeah, like you said, the first set especially was very close. I think we were still tied around 14-13 mark. When they started to pull away, but we definitely had some balls rolling our way that first part of the set. Christy Farrow had a pair of aces that hit the net and rolled over, and she did that, I think, twice in the first set. We were holding our own with them for about half the game, and then, you know, eventually their offensive weapons usually tend to kick in. Their 6-1 girl put a couple down on us with no block. Taryn Bedore, she just really does a good job of taking our middles out of the game, and she kind of effectively did that. On Saturday, I made some changes in our lineup so that Bailey Nichols' main job was to kind of contain Taryn, and it was a tough job. And, you know, Taryn just scores so many points for them that it's tough work defensively to, and mentally it makes you think about everything, you know, when she's touching the ball. So overall, though, we did play well. We didn't play our absolute best game, which I think we would have had to have played to have beaten them, but we were competitive with them, and we for sure just didn't give it away.
Yeah, once again, talking with head coach for the Lady Beaver volleyball team and Jordan Dreiling. And, Coach, it had to be – I mean, you talk about Christy Froh. She ended up, I think, with 5 aces in that match. That's – you know, it's pretty tough to get 1 or 2, but 5 in a match, that's pretty darn impressive. Junior, that's probably going to come back for you next year. And then you also had some pretty good play from Krista Dearden and also Bailey Nickel and Kelly Wyckoff.
Yes, like you said, Christy, I don't think she's typically an ace server, but she got some nice points for us, and that's a rotation where I think we have maybe both Bailey and Kelly in the front row, and it's a nice rotation to roll in. kills wise, Chris Adirden led us with 5 kills and only 2 errors, which is a nice percentage. Bailey and Kelly each had 4 kills. And that was about 90% of our kills right there. So from our senior girls, and they're going to be a big hole to fill mm-hmm. next year.
And then really there's 3 pretty good matches there. And you take a look at the other semifinal with Hugoton and Colby. There were 2 3-point matches or sets both ways there. Hugoton won that first set. Colby took the second set to force a third one, and they were down by 9 in that third set and came back and won. And that rallying scoring, I guess, makes it pretty exciting. And then Goodland, they had match point at 24 in the second set, and Colby came back and won. And then Goodland just dominated that third set. And, you know, really some pretty competitive volleyball, and that's what you like to see the most in postseason.
Yeah, we stuck around and watched both of those matches, and really glad we did, because I would have thought Hugoton had that first one wrapped up. I thought there was no way Colby could come back, and they did. And then Goodland almost had Colby in 2 and thought there was no way that Colby mm-hmm. could come back, but they took it to 3. And, yeah, you just see your most competitive play in the postseason, and that's how it should be.
All right, and of course, with the season coming to an end, you have to say goodbye to a few seniors, and you lose 3 seniors that have been a part of you since you've been the head coach, 4th year wrapping up as Lady Beaver head volleyball coach, and they've been with you along the way, and Bailey Nickel, Kelly Wyckoff, and also Chris Adirden. Talk about those seniors.
You know, they did a great job leading us this year. It is nice that we've had them since they were freshmen, and we've seen them grow up a lot and improve their games a lot and become smarter players. Like I said, they're probably 90 to 95% of our kills this year, and we're really going to be looking for somebody to replace them offensively next year. We need a middle and an outside and a setter to be filling those spots, and already looking at that for next year. So.
Well, yeah, definitely have a lot of youth on the team, and they've showed some promise as well, both on varsity and JV this year. And I know you probably see a lot of those, some of those players will be playing some winter club volleyball probably for you.
Yes.
Or for others, I should say.
Yes, and I was going to say, get a quick plug in if I could. We are going to have a parent meeting on Monday, November 4th at 7 o'clock at the high school. I'm getting club volleyball going, and the tryout will be November 10th. So, if your daughter age 12 through 18 is interested in playing club volleyball, and you don't have to be from Scott City, but, of course, we want a lot of our Scott City girls playing. We'll have that parent meeting on Monday.
All right, and that's going to be at the high school once again?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and, Coach, once again, appreciate you stopping by all season long, and thanks again for joining us, and we'll probably see you around town.
All right, thank you.
All right, once again, the Scott City Lady Beaver Volleyball Coach Jordan Drelling joining us. Welcome back here to Scott County Hardware here in Scott City as we continue on with the Coach's Show here tonight on Mix 94. We talk football now as the Beaver football team. They clinched the District 15 title last Friday night at TMP Marion, winning it 51-7 over the Monarchs, and that was coupled by that Hoisington win over the Russell Broncos. And we talked to a couple of the sophomore players that are a part of this team that's 7-1 on the year. And we talked with the first one, a sophomore running back for Scott City, and had a pretty nice game the other night against the Monarchs, and Wyatt Crump. And Wyatt, thanks for joining me here this evening. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you, Adam.
All right. Well, talk about your sophomore season football playing. It's gone pretty fast. And how's it been for you?
It's been pretty enjoyable, and I've been liking playing with the seniors, and of course, my brother's a senior this year, and hate to see him go, but it's been a good season so far, and hope to keep it going.
Yeah, you had a pretty nice night yourself out there, 3 rushing touchdowns, and your first 3 rushing touchdowns of the season on varsity, and talk about what that was like first time you found pay dirt.
It felt really good. Like you said, it was the first time I scored this year, and I hope I can keep it up through the next couple games, so.
Once again, Wyatt Crump joining us here tonight, and getting your first year experience on the varsity, and talk about what that was like, and who have you probably learned from the most throughout the season?
I've really enjoyed being on varsity. It's a faster paced game than it was in JV, and I'd say I've learned about as much from every guy on the team than anybody else, and especially from Coach. There's a lot. Like I said, it was quicker. Routes have to be sharper, and you just have to run harder and hit your hole in the right spot. So.
What part of your game do you think you've improved on the most this year?
Definitely running football. In JV, I wasn't as precise as I am this year, where you have to hit the hole exactly and you can't mess up and you have to listen to line calls.
And, of course, you've been on defense a little bit as well. And talk about your position there on defense.
I've mostly played Rover this year, which is an outside linebacker, and it's a weak side outside linebacker, and I've enjoyed that also.
All right. What's your favorite part of the game?
I like offense myself. Yeah. I like carrying the ball, and I like being on offense.
Well, you have at least one and two more games here coming up at home tomorrow night and Tuesday night, and kind of excited to get back out there, play at home again.
I'm really excited. I hope all our boys are pumped up just as much as I am, and I hope we have a good showing and can play Russell really well.
All right. Well, Wyatt, you've had a pretty good season so far, first year on varsity, and thanks for joining me here tonight, and good luck to you the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right, once again, sophomore Wyatt Krupp joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City as we go ahead and bring on our second athlete here, and we will bring up sophomore linebacker and also running fullback and guard Cooper Griffith, who joins us. He's played a variety of positions this year. And Cooper, thanks for joining me here this evening. And how's this year been for you?
It's been a lot of fun, finally getting to play on varsity. It's a lot faster-paced game. I was hurt most of the year last year, so had a lot of learning to do at the beginning of the season. But I'm happy to finally get in there and learn the pace.
You got in some of the activity toward the end of the season last year when you were cleared to play. And talk about a little bit more of a learning curve this year, because you've played on the line and you've also played in the backfield. And do you think that's really helped your overall game and knowledge of maybe the playbook?
Yeah, I've learned a lot. You know, as a running back, you don't really know as much about what the line's doing. But when I moved over to the line, I learned a lot about, you know, where everybody's going, and I think that'll help me as a running back if I ever go back there. So,
all right, once again, sophomore Cooper Griffith joining us here tonight. And on defense, you're one of the team's leading tacklers there in that interior linebacker spot. And I'd have to think that maybe that could be one of your favorite spots on the field, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, defense is the best. You know, I love getting out there with all the other players. It's fun. I love the intensity a lot on defense, so.
All right, and you and Paco there man up that interior linebacking core on defense. Paco, one of the seniors on the team, I've been there for a couple of years at linebacker. Have you learned a lot from him?
Yeah, you know, beginning of the season, first couple games, was pretty inexperienced at the spot, and he's helped me a lot through the season.
What's kind of the goals here for the rest of the way?
You know, we just want to play to the best of our ability and, you know, make as long as run as possible for us. So.
All right. And, of course, a couple games at home beginning tomorrow night, and then the opening round of the playoffs on Tuesday night. And tomorrow night's Russell, 7 o'clock kickoff at Darn Field. And once again, Cooper, thanks for joining me here tonight, and good luck to you the rest of the way.
Thanks.
All right, once again, sophomore Cooper Griffith joining us here. And we will have another football player with us, and this is junior quarterback Trey O'Neill. And Trey had himself a pretty nice game as well last week against TMP. And thanks for joining me here, Trey. And how's your season been?
Oh, it's been long, it's been fun, but playoff time's getting here, and it's going to pick up a lot of little intensity and a lot of funness out there.
Kind of ready for the playoff run?
Yeah, ready for it, because last year I experienced it and how great it was, and then just ready for that playoff atmosphere. There's just a whole other level of football getting ready to play.
And you've kind of switched positions a little bit from last year on the varsity to this year, playing quarterback this year, but it's not unfamiliar territory for you. And talk about learning this year, playing quite a bit of quarterback and also playing some defense.
Quarterback's been there ever since I've been a little kid. It wasn't anything new to me, because freshman year and I played JV, and then sophomore year I got stuck in there with a couple of reps just in case Brett got hurt or anything. So I was prepared coming in. I didn't know what to really expect about what my goal was to do, but as the season came on, I really came comfortable with the position.
Once again, Trey O'Neill joining us here tonight, and talk about that. You're kind of one of the veterans on the offensive side, even though it was a different position from a year ago to this year, and talk about being kind of one of the leaders on the team and one of the veterans on the side.
Being the leader is one of the best things that you can do in sports. People look up to you, the freshmen, sophomores, and a couple of juniors too, but Just when someone's down in the game or in practice and you say, hey, let's go pick it up, and they just get something in their eyes, that just makes you feel pretty special. And then if someone makes a good play, you congratulate them and you move on.
What are some of the things that you maybe have learned the most this year?
Poise in the pocket. If the take what the line is giving me, if I need to step up and make a throw, or scramble to the outside and make a throw, is probably my biggest.
Well, what's it been like the first 8 games of the year? I know it's been tough. You've been out a couple of games due to some injuries, but what's your goal for maybe the rest of the season?
I want to be greedy here a little bit and say win every game.
Yeah.
I have 3 state championships already, and I'm not done with that. And I think this group, that we're really close together, and I think if we come together and play our game, that we're very hard to beat.
I think you guys have improved a long ways, and I mean, you probably would agree with that from the first day of practice up to this point, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, ever since going into the weight summer or weight session in the summer, I knew we had something special. We had guys coming in that were strong and ready to play the varsity level.
All right. Once again, Junior Trey O'Neill joining us here, and Trey, thanks again for joining us here tonight, and best of luck to you coming up the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Trey O'Neill joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City, and we'll bring up Coach Glenn O'Neill here tonight on the Coaches Show, and our final Coaches Show once again of the season. Scott City is 7-1 on the year. They are going to be district champions for another year, I believe, 5th straight year. And Coach Glenn O'Neill joins us here. And Coach, thanks for joining me. And how's this week been for you guys?
It's been okay. You know, you always worry about, you know, going into the game when the other team is basically out of the playoffs. And, mm-hmm. you know, you kind of wonder about how much you got to play for. Well, you know, we got a lot to play for because of the streak we've had in the district games, mm-hmm. you know, in the last 5, 6, 7 years. You know, we've been pretty successful, and that takes a lot of hard work and dedication. That's what this bunch has brought to us also.
Well, last week you did seal it up, coupled with a Hoisington win, 51-7, and scoring 41 first-half points. And it was a nice offensive explosion to see there, and you had to be really feel pretty good about how your team came out and took down a pretty confident TMP team right off the bat.
Well, that's part of the motivation also, you know, just kind of hearing how TMP thought, you know, this was going to be their year to knock us off. And, you know, probably the last time we're going to play TMP for a while. So, you know, the guys had a little bit of extra motivation going in. And, you know, a little added motivation was how poorly we played on offense against Hoisington. So, you know, a couple different factors allowed us to, you know, put a lot of points on the board and also, you know, play better at a higher level.
Once again, Scott City Beaver Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City here on our Coaches Show on Mix 94. And, yeah, you take a look. You had Paco Band a 41-yard run. And what a nice run there from Paco. And, you know, he's been close a few times, and he finally got that big long run, or 42-yard run, I should say, but got that big long run this year.
Well, you know, watching on film, you know, their inside linebackers really committed to the inside, which allowed our offensive tackle to block down on him. And at the same time, their free safety was flowing to the outside on a sweep. And, you know, just with those combinations of things going on the field, you know, Paco hit the gap and, you know, showed a little bit of speed there.
Well, of course, with being the regular season finale tomorrow night and senior night, the senior class is kind of – it's been – they've really had a lot of improvement this year and also last year as well. And you see seniors playing their final regular season home game tomorrow night. Talk about the senior class, and, you know, it's really been special for them because they've stuck through it all 4 years and they've had a really good run that's paid off for them this year.
Well, the thing about the seniors is, you know, they've always been a class that's been overlooked mm-hmm. because of the class in front of them. And, you know, I think that helped them to build kind of a little chip on their shoulder going into the season where, you know, that they were tired of being overlooked and tired of people, you know, kind of downgrading, you know, what their – you know, performance could be. And, you know, they worked hard in the weight room. They've done everything we've asked them to do. You know, they've put in the extra time when we've asked them to come in. They've watched the film. You know, they've, you know, had moments where, you know, sometimes we had to get on them and say, hey, do you want people to believe, you know, what they thought before? Do you want to step it up and, you know, prove them wrong? And, you know, for the most part, they wanted to prove them wrong. And, you know, the success of the season, if we win tomorrow night, that's going to be 8-1. And, you know, it's not 9-0, but 8-1 is still pretty darn good. And, you know, if you think who beat them, a pretty good Ulysses football team. You know, it's, you know, disappointing losing to Ulysses, but at the same time, it was another learning experience. You know, two things with it. You know, they learned from their mistakes, and they also learned, you know, how close they really are to becoming a really good football team.
And, of course, tomorrow night with Russell, a team that's struggling a little bit, 1-7, a pretty young team, almost, I think, probably a little bit younger than what Hoisington was a couple weeks ago. And, you know, you talk about playing a team like Russell, and talk about kind of their formations that they run on offense and defense.
Well, on offense, you know, run a lot of double tight end set, you know, whether they have you know, three backs straight across and kind of in the old T formation, or, you know, sometimes you hear it called as a robust. And sometimes they run a formation we run with, you know, double tight and double wings. And, you know, the philosophy between what both of us do is a little bit different. You know, they don't throw the ball a whole lot, but when they do, they're looking for kind of a big play with a play action. And, you know, that they are young. You know, defense-wise, three or four freshmen start, and, you know, they start in positions that you can't afford to be young, which is across the defensive line where, you know, usually linemen are a little bit more immature at the freshman level than what they are at, you know, as seniors. And, you know, sometimes a freshman skill kid, you know, running back, receiver, quarterback possibly could be, you know, about the same level as a junior or senior. But across the line, a lot of it has to do with that extra 3 years of growth.
All right. Of course, last Friday night in that win on a personal level, you won your 70th game as head coach for Scott City, and that's in seven seasons. So far you're averaging 10 wins a season. What an accomplishment that's been, Coach.
Well, most of that has to do with, you know, type of, you know, kids you've been surrounded with. And, you know, we've had a good staff. You know, every year we got, you know, guys that know what they're doing. They're, you know, they will sacrifice their time to do what you ask them to do as far as extra, you know, film work or extra, you know, paperwork on making sure the kids have a good scouting report. And, you know, we have, you know, kind of a mixture of old and new this year with the coaches. You know, Coach Turner is, you know, kind of like me, you know, over that 50-year-old mark, and, you know, been around and seen a lot of stuff. You know, then they kind of, as you go down, you know, Coach Frank, an old Scott City guy that's, you know, played here and experienced a lot of success. And then after that, you know, we get really young, really quick, you know, as far as Coach Gentry, Coach Burnett, and Coach Funk. And, you know, what they do is add that little spark of energy that, you know, only the young guys can do, you know, as far as coaches. And, you know, they've done a good job, and we've kind of learned to, you know, we've had to improve as a staff this year also just because of things we took for granted, you know, with an older staff in the last couple of years. And, you know, it's been special, and we've had a lot of good guys, you know, come through here.
And, you know, you mentioned some of the younger kids and on the coaches on the staff, I should say. Yeah, of course, you were coached three of them, I believe. And what's that like working with some of the kids that you coached just a few years ago?
Well, two of them with Jordan and, you know, Jordan and, you know, Coach Burnett, you know, both those guys, you know, got a chance to coach him and, you know, actually, you know, taught him, you know, down at the elementary level. I think Jordan was in the fourth grade class my first year down at the elementary school, you know, so it's fun watching them grow up in a young man and kind of, you know, watching them mature and grow up into, you know, great citizens. So, you know, it's something different, and it just, you know, proves how old you are as you kind of get to that level. But, you know, you coach for the fun. You don't coach for the pay because, you know, per hour you could go make more money somewhere else. And, you know, you definitely coach because you enjoy, you know, a couple things, competition. You know, you enjoy the players, and you also enjoy the time that you spent with the other coaches because you're around them so much. And, you know, you better enjoy it because if you don't, it sure makes for a long season.
That's definitely been a pretty fun year so far, and we got a few more games to go here. And, of course, tomorrow night with Russell. And, Coach, once again, we thank you for stopping by again all season long here, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks a lot, Adam.